The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily represent those of KKCR, its board of directors, staff, volunteers, or underwriters.
It's time to go back to the garden. Let's take a deep breath, everybody. Welcome back to the garden. This is Kauai Community Radio, KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea. The garden team, home team, is in the studio. Robin, aloha, good to see you.
Great to be here.
And happy birthday again. That was on Sunday. And Paul, thank you for showing up. Great to see your smiling, happy face.
Thank you. I feel the dire straits.
You were singing along. I like that line. It says, two men said they're Jesus. One of them must be wrong.
There's a protest singer. He's singing a protest song, he said.
Which is a good segue, because there is a protest going on right now in front of the Marriott.
The Kauai Marriott, that's right.
And it's regarding the gathering of the GMO people. The big wigs are here in town.
That's right. And they're staying at the fine Kauai Marriott. If you would like to head down there, there's a bunch of well-meaning community folks waving some signs outside the hotel, and I'm sure they'd love to see you.
Yeah, it's good to get educated. A lot of people don't know what's going on. It's regarding poisons and toxifying the land, and all the product leaves the island, and all that's left is a bunch of sick flora, fauna, humans, and then we
got spirits too.
And we got to clean it up. So we'd love to start cleaning up sooner than that, which is why we gather here every Wednesday to bring up certain topics that are pertinent and important to our well-being. All of us, everybody who's living here, including everyone who visits. Most people don't have a clue there's hundreds of test sites of genetically modified organisms with God knows what's been infused in it. And basically the only good thing about this whole operation is the landowners getting some cash and a dozen or two jobs. Take the floor, Robin.
Precisely.
I know you're very steamed up about it.
Yeah, I really am. And I want to thank Felicia for her show yesterday. She's very courageous. We admire you very much. Wish I could say the same for the two sacrificial lambs that joined her in the studio to come and listen to the concerns of Kauai. But I actually want to just start by tipping my hat to all of those who make a pretty substantial financial sacrifice to not eat GMO food. Because we know that GMO food is widespread in the marketplace. It's the least expensive food out there.
Yes.
For people who have limited incomes. It's an inexpensive choice. And myself personally, as a consumer, I don't want to eat GMO food. And I am willing to pay more for food that has not been genetically modified. And for those people out there listening, I just want to tip my hat to you, because I know it's a sacrifice that we make in the short term, in the now, but it's actually going to benefit the long-term well-being of all of our peoples across the planet, and certainly our island here. And when I look at it, the GMO issue to me is kind of a two-pronged issue. There certainly is what I consider to be the philosophical problem of GMO food worldwide, period. And that certainly needs to be addressed through labeling, education, and encouraging people to basically stop buying GMO food, because if they don't have any customers, there's really no business for them there.
Supply and demand.
So that's one part of it. But the other more serious problem for us here on Kauai and anyone else listening from the other islands is the GMO presence right here on our island. and I understood from the individual who was speaking yesterday on Felicia's show that he says, I believe he was from BASF, that they're not testing here, that they're actually manufacturing. And I find that very interesting, because the thousands of acres that are being utilized for GMO crops all over Hawaii basically produce not a shred of edible food for any of us to eat. It's really not community oriented.
It's a lab. We're being used as a laboratory. And this is something which is in the basic concern for everybody should be, that we are being tested upon. Right. whether it's chemtrails in the sky or GMO on the ground with the pollen or the other liquids that are applied which end up in Honolulu and the whole water down there. No, I don't want to put my foot in it. I mean, fortunately, we live up here, but in the Kona wind, all that pollen comes back here. So every gardener, farmer, orchardist, anybody, even in a greenhouse, should be concerned about...
Sure. We're being contaminated without our consent, with the, especially the new BT corn crops that BT is actually bred right into the plant and into the pollen. BT is not approved for ingestion, but we do ingest it when we breathe. And
let's not forget the subject of the superbugs. So the bug now, a lot of the bugs are becoming resistant to the material used because they're evolving too, as well as us, as well as the seed. So, you know, nature is so beautiful. She just grows, right? Whatever you do, it just grows it. So it's up to the grower. It's up to, like you said, the philosophical imperative of this is, why are we doing this here? Who is benefiting?
Yeah, absolutely. To me, it's truly a moral issue. We have a caller.
Let's not keep the caller waiting. You're on the air. Thank you for calling.
Hey, it's Harvest.
Hi, Harvest.
Hi, everybody.
Hi. Aloha.
I was just driving to the rally out in front of the Marriott and listening to the show, and I wanted to leave a couple positive notes, and something that I'm really kind of passionate about doing right now with the GMOs is trying to talk to restaurants and people who produce food here to switch over.
Yes.
And I was able to get Ana Hola Granola, who used canola oil, to switch. So she's now using an organic oil.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So that'll come out on her label soon. And also, this doesn't affect us here because we don't have any, but there's a restaurant chain, I think, called Chipotle. And they just announced, or somebody announced, that they have now on their menu, they have marked on it everything that is either gluten-free or has GMO-free or GMOs in it.
Yes.
So there is a movement towards that, and I think if all of us can talk to the rest, our favorite restaurants, and try to get them to at least have some GMO-free items on their menus, it would be a big step.
Absolutely. It's only really going to be good for business in the long run as more and more people get on board with not wanting to consume GMO food. It's really just comes down to a smart business decision.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree. Thank you all.
Yeah, thank you, Harvest.
I appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
So there is a rally going on right now in front of the Marriott. And those of you who have time or the inclination to show up, it'll add a voice.
We have the power here. There's a lot more of us.
There's another call?
Yes.
Great.
Okay, here we go. To caller, you're on the air. Thank you for calling.
Aloha, guys. This is Jerry from GMO Free Kauai.
Hi, Jerry.
Thank you guys so much, as always, for your show. And I'm going to give a good shout out to the folks that are down bringing awareness to the five major chemical companies that are meeting right now down at the Marriott in Kalapaki.
And?
I think that, you know, I think this is our year. I know this is our year to really make a statement in our state. We have so many people, you know, one thing Kauai is growing is volunteers. And we have huis of volunteers that are working for a much more sustainable vision. And for the county council and the mayor to be constantly supporting these chemical companies and their poisoning of our ag land and the high use of our water for non-food purposes, it's got to end. We have so many people like you guys volunteering, raising food, doing seed trials. It's about time we start to get the respect that you all deserve for creating this higher vision and walking the talk.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got Mother Nature on our side.
Well, we're also actually speaking directly to the forces in nature, ones that don't speak English, but read vibration. And living on Kauai for the past 15, 16 years for myself, you know, I've grown as a Kauaian, drinking the water, breathing the air, working on the soil. You know what I mean? So we call this home. You know, many of us leave, come back, and just so glad to be here. And then many of us stay here and get used to it and forget how special this place is and just go to work, go home, eat, go back to work. There's greater issues involved right now which will make this home front unlivable, sick. We don't want Hawaii, Kauai to get sick like that, and it's on its way to be like that. Unless we, as you say, the volunteers, but we are the keepers, we're the shepherds. Unless we speak up, and where can you hear this? KKCR, the radio station, has a big circle of family, huge family, that have these concerns, and we're not going to shut up. We're going to peacefully express ourselves, but passionately. And you know, I really pray that this is our year to really, at the end of this year, just look at each other, smile, and say, we got them out of here. It takes legislation, it takes a lot, but yes, we can do it.
It absolutely does. You know, we learned yesterday on Felicia's show that they are indeed spraying 2,4-D, one of the elements of Agent Orange here. Kamakani Preschool is right near the Dow Field. This is shameful. Not only are they using 2,4-D, I believe they're using 2,4-T as well, the Agent Orange.
This is a shame.
People need to know, and the story is getting out worldwide. Everyone around the world has a very warm place in their heart for Hawaii, and they are shocked when they learn this, and they are beginning to really act on behalf of our aina, which is acting on behalf of our world. Hawaii has over 5,000 permits for field tests over this, you know, decade and a half, and we at GMO Free Kauai and Hawaii Seed started a new petition to help convince the county council to get disclosure, first off, on what is being sprayed here, which chemicals, how much, where are they going, and also to get proper setbacks around the schools and the streams and the waterways. People need to be eating food that comes from our soil. And when we're importing 90% of our food, we are not serving the younger generations. We are not ensuring one element of connection to this land. And little by little, we are definitely growing much more. And growing your own food makes it a less expensive
quality, there's no question, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a huge different story there when you have, like we always talk about, and experiencing it daily. We have a relationship with these plants we're eating. It's not just a commodity. And then the whole concept of food, it's not like you go gas up the truck and keep going, you know, for another period of time. It's more like light. It's more like mana. You know, it's not just straight fuel, because you can have a hamburger and work for 2 hours with an indigestion. You know, or French fries, or whatever fast food that, I mean, it's really, really awful what goes in these things. That's why they don't want to tell us. That's why they don't want to label it. You know, the processed foods that, as you said, are cheaper. And people who have a hard time with bills have to eat, so they have to opt for something, right? So it's the system. And as you were talking, Jerry, I'm thinking, if it was us sitting here talking with some of these GMO presidents and big wigs, they would tell us, you know, something like, you know, Mr. or Mrs. such and such, you don't understand the implications of the greater plans we have, which is geoengineering, which ties in with the chemtrails, ties in with a whole bunch of things that us perhaps don't have any clue, but we are subjects to the experiment. So,
and what we do have a clue about is they are spraying, you know, over 30 of the nastiest chemicals on a nearly daily basis on our island.
I get a headache just from mentioning it.
Yeah, well, it's the truth, you know. It hurts, and these leaders that we have that are, you know, shaking hands and welcoming these guys, they have got to be called to task.
I completely agree. I mean, I learned yesterday that BASF, they manufacture, is it 2,4-D or one of those pesticides that isn't even allowed to be used in Switzerland, in the country that it's produced in?
Syngenta,
yeah. Okay. And, you know, to me, that is really just, it's sociopathic behavior. A sociopath, as I define it, is you know that it's wrong and you do it anyway. Yeah. And those are morally wrong things to be doing. Yeah. And if they aren't, I mean, I get they're just human beings and they're people just like us. But if they aren't true sociopaths, then they're simply delusional. And in my opinion, they drank the corporate Kool-Aid.
It's criminal. It's criminal.
I say, friends and family listening, don't drink the Kool-Aid. Don't drink it.
Yeah. Jerry, I appreciate all you do for GMO-free Kauai. Please give out that number in case people want to suddenly feel generous to donate or just show up or volunteer.
Yeah, if anybody wants to contact us as far as information, education, or helping us, our number is 651-9603. That's 651-9603. And thank you guys, everyone on the island, for all we are doing, especially you guys at KKCR.
Especially you guys, GMO Free Kauai. Thank you very much. Feel strong with you there.
You are GMO Free Kauai. Everyone listening is. So mahalo so much.
Thank you, Jerry. I appreciate
it. Yeah, family, let's make it so.
I was just, as Jerry was talking, I was just remembering the Vandana Shiva meet and what a great show of people and what a great sentiment and the stories she was telling about India. Mm-hmm. I mean, if that's going on here, what went on there, to a different scale, of course.
Yeah.
It's the same poisons, if not worse, because they've evolved another 10, 20 years. So we don't even know what's being used. What the tip of the iceberg is what we hear, and we talk about these names and, you know, these terms they use for the titles. Yeah. But we don't even know what they're using, you know. Yeah. And I mean, if you want to go on, the list goes on and on with PMRF, with a number of things. It just gets you kind of like exhausted before you even start, in a sense.
Wow, really?
But that's where we come in as a group. That's when we come in as a family. And if some members are tired and exhausted, then others come in to inspire and motivate.
You know, at the risk of sounding kind of radical right now, I just want to say that one of the things I remember most about Vandana Shiva's talk was pretty much her last sentence when she told us that she'd come back when we got these criminals off of our island. And really, my sentiment is, if the only way you can make a living here on Kauai is by polluting our land every day, why don't you just leave? That's really how I feel. Right. And
it was striking to hear on the show yesterday, and I didn't catch the whole thing, but I caught the second half. There was a question about how they do their hiring. And the question, and yes, both companies admitted, or both representatives of the two companies admitted, that they bring people in from Washington during the peak seasons, whatever, because they can't find enough people on Kauai who are willing to pollute the environment.
Exactly.
There's too many people here who care about this place.
Yeah.
And I'll go even further out on the limb and say, if any of those folks happen to be listening right now, I really do hope you lose your job this year.
We'll find you a better one. Is that a promise? Yes, you bet. Caller, you're on the air. Thank you for calling.
Yes, I just was kind of wondering what I could do to get involved. My little girl goes to Waimea Baptist Preschool, and it's kind of tripping me out a little bit.
Yeah, I don't blame you. It should, actually, because these invisible poisons are things that even parents can't protect their children from. It's in the air.
You know, basically showing up, getting involved with GMO Free Kauai, listening to KKCR. Maybe if you have time, you're not working, lunch break, go to add your voice to the group that's in front of the Marriott right now. But also keep it in your contention. Don't go back to sleep tomorrow. So keep it in the frontal lobe, and continue activating other people around you. It's all about just education.
Sure. And one thing you can do every day is, when you do go to the market to buy food, don't buy GMO food. Just stop buying it. Stop eating it.
Which is difficult because it's not labeled, but you can tell anything with corn, soy, you know, and there's a certain...
Well, GMO Free Kauai has a wonderful shopping guide that they printed out that they give to people with brand names on it. So it's a really great resource. It's a small little fits in your wallet size, and you can see... on the shelves, I mean, I personally, these days, when I go into Foodland or Safeway, it's kind of like a desert.
It is.
It's like a desert out there.
I think we lost our caller, but thank you for your concern. And let's just really get them out of the island this year.
Yeah.
That's the best thing, you know?
Activate. Join up forces with Ohana Kauai. Those folks are definitely making moves as well. GMO-free Kauai. And not to mention the Kauai Community Seed Bank, which in its lovely way is doing the exact opposite. We're producing organically grown seeds.
And that's the other thing. Focus on the good things, too, and not just, but you know, be active on all fronts. Anyway, this is Kauai Community Radio, KKCR, Hanalei, KAQA, Kilauea. This is Cameron with Robin and Paul presenting you Back to the Garden. And the subject today is genetically modified organisms, which the test plots of which are happening all over the south and west side, and it's creeping slowly up. There's other stories about land getting leased in the east side, southeast, and this uses a lot of water. We already have water issues besides the poisons.
Yeah, we really can't let them do any more expanding. It's time to shrink.
On the air, thank you for calling.
Yes, I lost the call to you guys, and I apologize about that. But I had one more simple question, and as aloof to a lot of this as I am, I kind of just wanted to know if you guys had any clue as to how active the county is getting involved with this, or if they're not, if it's simply just a powerful tribe of people that we can't seem to penetrate because of regulations and laws.
Well, you know, like Jerry said, our mayor and some council members shake hands with these guys. I know Gary Hooser is really adamantly working towards a right to know disclosure bill where the companies will actually have to disclose what they're spraying and when. But you know what, brother? When we hung up there a minute ago, I thought to myself, you know, I would, if I were you, I'd probably walk right into their office and try to talk to somebody who works there and let them know how you really feel as an individual and a parent. And, you know, I mean, there's all kinds of other activism to do, but, in a way, it seems to me that you could have a lot of impact by walking in there yourself personally. You know, you seem pretty level-headed, so I'm sure you won't blow up at them or anything, you know, and
if everybody hung a flag in front of their home, GMOs out, you know, maybe that'll get to some people. I don't know. Just keep talking about it. Keep praying. Keep acting.
Okay, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for your call, bro.
Much mahalo, guys.
I appreciate it.
Sure. There's just
people on the island.
I know.
Too many beautiful
and children.
Gorgeous kids.
And our elders, our kupuna
and
as well.
Elders and
I would say to the caller who called earlier about Waimea said that his child is in a school in Waimea, mm-hmm. I would want, if I lived on the west side, I would want to know everything about the class action lawsuit that is being brought against multiple companies, maybe just Pioneer, for people who've contracted cancer or other serious health issues.
Daily.
I don't know where that process is at, but I would want to know everything about it.
It would be nice to get a call. The calls are going off today.
No,
everybody is super involved with this. There's no question about it. You're on the air. Thanks for calling.
I just hung up on someone.
Okay, please call back. I want to bring a little light to... Oh, is someone there?
There were two at the same time.
Are you there?
Yeah, I was just trying to call the office. I'm sorry.
No problem.
No worries.
Thanks. Thank you.
What is that number?
826-7774.
Thank you very much. Okay.
You know, yesterday on Felicia's show, someone called recommending that, you know, the GMO companies themselves could be responsible for cleaning up or remediating the land once we actually do get them out of here, which is only a matter of time as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, I think that allowing these guys or even offering them the opportunity to clean up the land, in my opinion, it's kind of like asking the person who burglared my house last night to come today and clean it up.
Right.
It's kind of ridiculous.
If you don't trust them in the first place, how do you trust them? Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely not. And that leads right into the bee discussion, which maybe we'll get to
another
after
caller. Tomorrow. You're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hi, aloha. Thanks so much for your show. This is really great. And it'd be nice to hear a couple more excerpts from Vedanta Shiva's talk when she was here, like maybe just a few short ones, you know?
Yeah, we've got to spend some time, do some editing. That'll be great little...
Yeah, she's got such an educated view of the GMO seed scam. And secondly, I wanted to remind people that our solution crop is hemp. And I agree that, you know, this should definitely be some other company. Maybe some other rich millionaire can come and buy it out and save Kauai, you know?
Yes,
yeah.
Hemp
and they could like plant hemp to help clean up the now toxic ridden soil. And then third, I would also like to put in my plug for the medical marijuana, you know, movement to also help these people who are dying of cancer right now of another solution, which is, you know, of course, medical marijuana. And
yes.
I would like, you know, if we could legalize it 100% like they have in Colorado, you know, this could help the economy here as well.
It's on
and
its way.
The other thing is
yep.
that people are so terrified that their kids are going to get in on marijuana like it's some evil demon drug like ice or cocaine or Oxycontin or some of these prescription drugs, which it isn't. And I think kids need to know the truth about that. And I don't think they're going to get all crazy if it's legalized and become potheads and, you know, be the stereotypical couch potato, because that's not what happens to people. That is a stereotype that's baloney, you know? And I think it's time that people know the truth, that it's safer than alcohol and, of course, safer than cigarettes. And, you know, I don't want to promote drug use, but for medical patients, you know, our
it's a lifesaver, yeah.
You know, in our Hawaiian economy, we need to hear the truth about these issues.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, I think Cheetos are probably a little more harmful to our health than medical marijuana.
Yes, yes. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it.
Aloha.
Aloha. We got another caller on the air. You're on the air. Thank you.
Hello.
Yes, we got two callers on the line, so go ahead. Please be brief.
Okay. I wanted to alert everybody about a website called Natural Health News that really keeps up on a lot of these issues that, you know, it helps to have different sources.
Yes.
To expand what we know already. And also, I saw a video about Peter Brabeck, who is the CEO of Nestle, and they're like the second largest corporation in the world. And he's pushing an agenda for, he says that water is not a human right. So he's ready to put his money behind that. And in 2 weeks, also, they're going to have this a Supreme Court decisions being made on all the mapping of the human genome. And they already have 20% mapped, and professors and universities own those patents. And once they map all the human genome, I think they're going to try to claim that we have to be taxed on it. So, it's funny, but...
No, it's not funny, but you got to laugh. You got to cry or laugh or something, you know.
Well, you don't hear anything about this in the news, but it's happening right now, and in a couple of weeks it's going to be before the Supreme Court to give them the power or not.
What was that site? Natural Health?
Natural Health News.
Dot? Or?
.com.
Dot
org, yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay.
You can just Google it, and it'll tell you.
Okay, thank you.
And then there's the company that's spearheading all this human genome research is called Myriad Genetics. And if you go to their website and just see how they approach it, you might just be shocked. So, everybody,
interesting
get your
world.
Hands out. Call your senators and congressmen.
Wow.
Be the voice.
Thank you. I appreciate it for that depressing news.
Hey, it's all right, because you know what? We have the same ability to get information and use it just like they do. And we're a greater power.
We're just
going to
get activated.
Let's be that power.
Thank you.
Amen to that.
Amen.
Love y'all.
Do I have a witness?
There's more of us.
Thank you for your call.
Aloha.
And another call. You're on the air. Thank you.
Yeah, hi, aloha. This is Auntie Ann Punohu. How are you folks today?
Aloha. Good. Thank you.
I just want to thank everybody for answering the call this morning. Boy, I was up at 6 o'clock calling everybody I knew to get to the Marriott. Actually called the Marriott themselves and complained about them having to put on that event. Put in a phone call to the Garden Island early this morning. They've just called me back. They're going to send somebody out there to cover what's going on. I just heard from you guys that people are actually out there. I didn't know if anybody would come, so... I'm really, really grateful for people getting out there and protesting today in front of the Marriott. I think what they're doing is absolutely horrendous.
Yes.
I also wanted to remind everybody that Auntie Kalihua's funeral, and she has been an activist here on Kauai for decades and is born and raised here. Funeral is on the 25th when the major event is against the GMOs to take place. So if all possible, just hoping that if people go to the funeral, they will also maybe afterwards try and also attend in her honor for her, you know, the 25th event. And I just want to thank you guys for allowing me to hear the fact that people were there.
Yeah,
it made
absolutely.
Me feel very good. I'm very grateful that people do listen and that people do come out. And I just want to thank you guys for having the KCR there and to do that. Thank you.
I appreciate your
Bless
call.
You,
thank you very much.
Yeah, Kauaians, we're a powerful force when we choose to be, are we not?
Yes. Well, and she and our last caller is one of the powerhouses of all time. So thank you for leading us in our conscience.
It's a big circle, and it's getting stronger. There is an electronic recycling event happening May 24th and 25th, which is Friday and Saturday. It's going to be at Vedinha Stadium in Lihue from, what is it, I think it's 8 to 4 p.m. So electronic recycling, don't throw them away if you have to.
And what's the date on that again?
24th and 25th, Friday and Saturday.
This weekend?
Correct.
Boy, there is a lot going on this weekend, is there not?
As lovers of the soil, it's important for us to pay attention to that, though, as well, all of these things. But when it comes to the electronic recycling,
if
you're
goodness.
An electronic users like me, they are consumable, sadly, products. I just broke a monitor screen dragging it to an event for showing photos. And unfortunately, we don't live in the day and age anymore where you bring it to the repair person and they fix it. It's just all would cost way too much. And there isn't anybody who repairs these electronics, and they're really destined for...
I think they
the
get shipped to Japan.
But a lot of these things you'll see have a trash bin, like the brand new trash bins we got on Kauai that are picked up by the automated truck, with a circle with a cross through it. Like, do not throw this into your normal trash because it probably contains heavy metals or other constituents that would be really bad to have in the landfill that aren't going to go away. It makes it dangerous for people who work at the landfill. Thank you for the people who deal with all our waste, as well as it's bad for the groundwater, and these kinds of things need to be decommissioned in a really, like, it's, you know, nuclear waste practically. So definitely pay attention to that, and it's great that the Solid Waste Division or whoever is behind this is really giving us more often opportunities to put away our waste in a responsible manner.
Yes, and there is a high surf advisory for the south-facing shores. The surf heights today is 8 to 12 feet at Haena, 4 to 8 feet in Hanalei, 1 to 3 Kealia, Lydgate, Poipu, and Salt Pond, 4 to 8 feet, and Kekaha, 3 to 6 feet. Please have respect for the ocean, even if you're an experienced surfer. And also, one last thing, please, before I go. I want to say thank you for all the people who donated on the garden show. There's a handful, but a handful that counts. Buffy, Dana, Flora, Ella, Mark, and Shirin. Thank you for supporting Kauai Community Radio. And continue supporting us, because we are here for us. We are you. You are us. I am you. This whole notion of individuality, and we're all going through our lives alone. We can learn a lot from the bees and the ants.
Ah, bees. You just said my magic word. Because really, for me, you know, having gotten so fired up listening to the Kauai Soapbox Live last night, one of the things that really bummed me out was the responses of the GMO company workers who were on the show about bees, and they did tell us that they really are concerned about the bees, as concerned as anyone. Well, I just don't believe that. I think that that's a lie, personally, because monocropping in and of itself is not good for bees. And I think we could all agree that that's the least of the ills that they're causing to our land right now, is monocropping. And if someone really did care about the bees, they would not be spraying pesticides, period. Yeah. And so I really just want to wrap up my sort of little rant about it all.
Well, thank you for your passion, Robin. I'm sure many people feel like that, but they don't have a voice or a mic to talk into.
Sure.
So
well,
you're speaking for a lot of us, and we all feel that way. I mean, if a person from Syngenta or Monsanto or whatever these names are was sitting in front of you, and you probably go grab their necks because they're actually poisoning your land that you're growing your starts in, and you're giving them to the people. You know, it all goes around what comes around.
It sure does, and I mean, getting into the kind of karmic troubles that folks are getting themselves into with bad practices like what's going on there is one thing. But just to wrap up, is I'm really irritated that we're being lied to directly, blatantly, and with a smile on their face, and kind of telling us they want to talk story, but every day their actions are speaking way louder than the words that we get out of them every once in a while.
Wow, thank you. You're on the air, caller. Thank you for calling.
Oh, hold on. Turn down the radio.
Please.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to bring up something that I noticed during that talk yesterday on KKCR, Felicia's show.
Yeah.
And one of the speakers from the chemical company said, well, we might have to agree to disagree. And I might be reading into this too much, but I think that implies that they're not going to go down without kicking and screaming and fighting. In other words, if we want them out, they're basically disregarding our opinion. That's kind of the way I read into it, but that might be a little bit extreme.
No, because they have agendas and bottom lines. They don't. It supersedes all localities and you know everything. It supersedes everything.
Sure, and the agree to disagree thing is a little bit of a slippery slope, because here we are careening towards a wall in our vehicle at 60 miles an hour, and I think that we're going
to
hit the wall and
you
something bad's going
to
happen.
Disagree.
But agreeing to disagree at that point isn't really going to serve anybody's needs or purposes.
That's a smart way of saying, let's leave it at that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the other thing, when I was driving around Lihue and Kapa'a yesterday, the person, we were in a truck, and we noticed bees landing either on us or near us in the truck, and they seemed like they were dying. And this is off the GMO thing, but wondering if the smart meters are starting to affect the bees here, or too much of something.
How about the chemtrails? I still see the planes flying all over.
That's quite possible.
Kalihiwai over there.
Yeah.
It's really ridiculous. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah. So, but anyway, thanks for your
thank
show.
Thank you. I appreciate your call.
Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, caller. And
right.
That makes me think about, you know, as a gardener, sometimes, like, we might not be scientists, but we know that there's a bunch of good practices that we can be doing. And so when you come down to, like, well, why is your lettuce come out so good? I can't exactly put my finger on it, but I did this, that, and the other. And when you combine them all together, you know, I knew I was doing enough good things that it resulted in a good experience.
It's instinctual,
whereas
yeah.
What humans are doing with the use of pesticides, smart meters, chemtrails, maybe we can't put our finger on it, but we're doing so many harmful things that guaranteed the bees are going to be sick one way or the other. So we need to wholesale make some drastic changes.
Wholesale. No duct tape and crazy glue no more. Caller, you're on the air. Thank you for calling.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Hey, yesterday I was listening to, I just got the tail end of Felicia's show, like a lot of people probably did. But one thing struck me, first of all, you know, I considered calling in, but there were plenty of people calling in.
Yeah.
The one question that came up for me to ask was, what does it take to get you to leave? Because that's really the only thing I am interested in hearing from them.
Yeah
I hear you.
But there was a point raised where Felicia, you know, hats off to her, she was really trying to keep things moving. And she summed up, I think, one of the caller's things as a philosophical difference. And there's some truth to that, but I want to take a little issue with the use of words, because it's not just philosophical. There's actually hard science behind organic farming and natural farming and, you know, the way the plants actually work.
Namely,
our understanding has advanced so far since the Green Revolution. And there's a book called Teeming with Microbes.
Mm-hmm.
I would highly recommend anyone who wants a real visceral understanding about what is really the difference between so-called conventional, also known as chemical farming, and, you know, natural or organic or whatever, these other kind of
yes.
back to the roots, back to nature. Why is one better than the other? This will really explain to you what's going on, the what we can't see in the soil, and why it's important that we don't poison the soil.
Right.
So the other thing I wanted to say is, for anyone who's looking at how to get active, I mean, this is the garden show. Number one, start a garden.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
pick up a copy of that book, because it will help you understand what's going on in your garden. It will help you understand why what's going on in Kekaha and Waimea and more and more all over the island is such a bad scene and such bad news for the island.
What was the title of that book again?
It's called Teeming with Microbes.
Teeming with Microbes.
Like,
right on.
Teamwork. Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Awesome book.
I appreciate your call.
Aloha.
And your involvement on the island. Everybody who's called today, I appreciate your care, your sentiment, and your heartbeat, and your voice. There is a strong possibility that it is finally going to reach the legislature, that the Kauai that was growing sugarcane and pineapple using Agent Orange and God knows what other chemicals was 100 years ago. Was 60, 80, 100 years ago. This is a different place. There's different educated people who are living on this island. Mm-hmm. And this is our opportunity to show that. And not just talk on the radio waves, but actually go out there. I mean, honestly, I didn't know there was a march out there. And it is difficult to drive all the way from up here to go there to take a march and come back. Most of us are working. So it's got to happen with some assistance. That's why I'm praying to the gods. You know, aunties who just passed on, they're watching. They're seeing. See? Isn't that interesting?
Yes. Let me take this caller here. Well, I do want to mention that there is a rally on May 25th, Saturday, starting at 9:30. You can meet at Papayas. The rally will be from 10:30 to 2 p.m. on the roadside. Please do come out with
that's
a sign.
Regarding GMOs again. Yes. Well, it's been a very active and perhaps depressing garden show, but please, go ahead.
I just want to take a minute to, I really got bent the wrong way on this full-color page out of the Garden Island that came out last week.
Yeah, we read that.
I guess it was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, we read that a little.
Kauai seed farmers bust myths. And just to spend a tiny bit of time on each one of their points, it's so misleading or untruthful. Yeah.
Let's not keep the caller waiting. Thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Hello. Hi. I'd like to talk about a couple of council members that I'm really concerned about that are really pro-GMO. Ross Kagawa is one of them. I had a kind of disturbing conversation with him about how he felt like there's no evidence at all that, you know, the sugarcane. The sugarcane company that he lives right by, you know, caused his father to die from cancer. There's no evidence that GMOs and all these chemicals are killing people. All he could talk about was the great financial, supposed financial benefit to the community. You know, that these companies are basically coming in and they're basically bringing in other people to fill the positions, right, from other islands. And then, of course, illegal immigrants do, like, the cheap work. So I don't know how, you know, he might be financially benefiting somehow. But, I mean, he is hardcore pro-GMO. I believe, unfortunately, this Mel Raposo is. And really, you know, he even came out in the Garden Island and said, you know, before he got reelected, he got a little bit of a scare because, you know, he came out and said that these companies are good for, you know, the economic prosperity, you know, of the region. You know, people came out and there was a big backlash. I mean, there might be a few people that are going to get rich.
Who's getting rich?
Sure, those offshore bank accounts are getting really built up pretty good, but certainly the true treasure of our island, which is our natural resources, are getting poorer and poorer as time goes by with these kinds of farming practices.
They even said they're bringing their own workers from the mainland, so not even a few jobs. So there's nothing. There's nothing for us.
And even if there are a few jobs, all I can say is don't do me any favors, ma'am. I mean, you might as well just stand out on the street corner and sell crack. Because, drug dealer's got to make his money, right? You want to be a hitman for the mafia? Hey, it might be murder, but hey, you got to make money. I mean, at what point are we going to constantly sell our souls, okay, and sell out our own people, and willingly even our own family send them to death for a quick buck? Because that's what these guys are doing. They're killing their own family members.
Yeah, it's
and everyone else. I say to Monsanto, Syngenta, Pioneer, Dow Chemical, spray your own damn selves.
Yeah. I know. We all share your sentiment, and here we are at least talking about it. When they say the talking stops, the bullet starts flying in revolutionary terms. So let's keep talking.
Okay.
Let's keep talking and breathe deep, and hopefully the balance in the air is more healthy than not here, at least. Let's hope so.
Only going to continue for so long, we got to stop this. I see a very scary trend happening right now in Kauai. It's beginning to turn into this fascist-like police state, and then quite frankly, I'm just wondering if these multinational companies are using the police force to, kind of terrorize the citizens that are against these companies and keep them in their place, and go after them for whatever, any reason, and then meanwhile, the real criminals are getting away with a whole hell of a lot of bad things.
Yeah.
And the citizenry is being terrorized. So we also need to be vigilant about that, but I think this island is very special because people are really angry and they're up in arms and they're saying enough is enough, and we can get rid of these GMOs on this island like they got rid of them in Peru and everywhere, a whole bunch of other places. So,
Right on, sister. Right on, sister. I'm with you.
We're going to close up the show. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Aloha. Mahalo.
So,
okay, we've got 2 minutes to close up the show. Go ahead, Faith.
Just FYI, I got a call from someone that was down at the Marriott just now. I guess there's a big conference of the GMO companies.
Yes.
And he tried to register as a farmer with coconuts, and they asked him to leave. And he said that he could not find any of the other protesters or demonstrators down there. So I don't know how organized that was all meant to be or not.
Anyway,
just FYI.
The meeting of the Monsanto GMO people, the pioneers, is happening right now at Marriott. And so they're here. Maybe one of them is listening to this show. Probably most of them are having margaritas by the pool and laughing at us all, like treating us like little kids. We don't have any clue. It's good for you.
Can we take one more call, or are we beyond our point?
If it could be kept at 30 seconds. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Yeah, quick 30 seconds.
Go ahead.
I was in the hardware store today, and two people were buying Roundup. And I just wanted to say that, if we can't stop an individual neighbor from poisoning, our fence lines and our gardens right in our backyard.
Yeah.
We got to start there too, or that's a huge, huge day-to-day
struggle. Right.
But, people are, our neighbors are poisoning their own land all the time. So I just wanted to say that.
Goes back to education, brother. Education.
I'm one-on-one with everyone we meet.
But it's hard. Did you say anything to them?
No, not in line.
It's hard.
It is. Yeah. There's so many things we can point our finger. Thank you for your call. We're going to close up the show, brother.
Aloha, mahalo.
Paul. Thank you, Robin. Thank you. It's a hot topic. It's not going to go away. Ohana, don't go back to sleep. Tracy's next with Kauai Vibrations. May Kauai Vibrations always be healthy and aloha and full of care and love, not just the keiki for all of us, not just the future, but today. Yeah. God bless you, Ohana. Until next time, let's get rid of this industrial disease.
Keep it organic.